Hello, Lion fans, and welcome to another edition of the Lion's Den podcast. Adam Williams joining me once again, head volleyball coach Mike Smith, and the three seniors that we'll be recognizing Saturday afternoon, Sarah Goddard, Sarah Bowler, Kelly Jakaitis. Guys, how's everyone doing today?
Good.
Good. Yeah.
Coming off of a big win, we're recording the night after the penultimate regular season matchup, 3-1 victory over Lenoir Rhine. Let's talk about that game. We won't go in-depth here, but that's a massive win when you look at the schedule. It's a redemption win from earlier this season. But I really want to talk about the home crowd last night, just packing chambers, arguably the loudest crowd that we've had, not just for volleyball, but probably in that gym for about 4 or 5 years now, maybe even longer. Vegas, if you don't mind, for those that aren't aware, that's Sarah Goddard, the nickname. If you wouldn't mind just kind of giving your perspective on the crowd last night and the environment, and then maybe we'll work our way around. So we'll go Vegas, Kelly, then Sarah.
I mean, having a home crowd for a game like that really brings in the home field advantage for us. You know, everybody was getting into it and cheering us on and kind of heckling in a good way to the other team, and it really just kind of boosts everybody's morale and motivates us to win for ourselves and for the people there.
This is Kelly. But I think it was enjoyable for me because being a part of SAC, who made the theme of Hunt the Bears and wear the camo and the plaid, I thought that was really fun to see everyone super engaged in that and just like getting super excited. Their cheers were super fun and energetic, and I think it really helped us play to the home court advantage and get into LR's head.
I loved it. There was one point during our last timeout where you could just hear everybody chanting, like, "Let's go Lions," and it honestly almost brought, like, tears to my eyes because it was probably the best crowd that we've had in all 4 years since being here, and just, like, every team was represented, which was really cool. And after the game, we were all, like, hugging each other, dapping each other up, like, okay, now y'all have this on Saturday for the football team. And so it just, like, really reflected, like, the community that we have here at Morris Hill. So it was just a really cool night.
And I think that speaks to this home crowd because, in a way, we've been neglected a lot of home matches. You guys have been on the road a ton this season. I think last night was the 8th home match, if I'm not mistaken. We closed it out Saturday against Limestone. But to have that home support, and for good reason. You guys are part of a historic team. I'm sure you guys are aware of it. Maybe not focused or fixated on it as much as we are when you're looking at numbers, but 21 wins on the year. First time this team's won 20 games in a season since 1998. That is a massive accomplishment. Coach, I want to get your thoughts as you're sitting with your seniors here, what they have brought to this team throughout this campaign to allow the success that they've had.
Well, I think you have to look at them, and it's about the buy-in. They've been, through a lot of ropes. They've went through a lot of battles, and when you start putting things together, that's, you know, you rely. I talk about it all the time, relying on seniors. It doesn't go by just the numbers. It goes by the leadership. It goes by how do I do things? What have I done in the past? And they've really worked on being in the moment and having been through those battles. I think that has allowed us and afforded our younger players the opportunity to see what it takes to win. And, you know, it's just a testament to them that the buy-in, you know, we've not even been a year with what we're trying to do, and to accomplish what we've done and in this short of time is pretty special.
It's truly a special group, you know, watching all the home matches, all the away matches, and just being able to follow along, and just a special group in general of what you guys have been able to do your time here on the Hill, not even just on the court, what you all do within the university, within the community. You know, talk about some of those aspects that you guys have been involved in throughout. We'll do the same order. We'll go Vegas, Kelly, Sarah, about what you guys have been able to involve yourselves with and what has kind of helped cement your legacy, not just on the volleyball program, but as a Morris Hill student athlete.
I've been a part of the SAC, the Student Athletic Advisory Committee, since freshman year, and they do a lot of really cool stuff with the community, like the Make-A-Wish Foundation, getting donations for that, and also the trunk or treat and the Easter egg hunt for the kids in the community to come out. And then just this past year, I was elected the vice president of the senior nursing class. And so I'm just really involved in helping us all, you know, get to that end point of graduating, and just like communicating between the teachers and the students and helping to plan, you know, the final steps with the pinning ceremony and all of that stuff.
I'm too part of the SAC as an officer, so it's been enjoyable for me being recently in that role, just starting in the spring, being a part of just the planning that's gone into, like, the theme the other night, and then trunk or treat, and just seeing what the work we've done with that. And then also being part of student ambassadors has been a big thing for me, being able to give the tours of prospective students on campus and just, like, being super involved in things going on campus beyond just, like, getting talking engagement with the president, admissions, different faculty members, and seeing, like, the excitement that students have when they're giving the tours and excited to come here, and seeing them come here and be like, hey, you gave me my tour, like that. I've enjoyed that part of being an ambassador.
Well, one aspect of being at Mars Hill that I've really been able to enjoy is dipping my toe into a lot of different things. So I'm in SAC. I've been a part of student ambassadors. Currently I'm vice president of the SGA. I'm co-president of NOW on campus. I'm also a Bonner Scholar, and I'm a first-year mentor. So all those opportunities have really, like, helped develop my leadership skills and just allowed me to serve this campus community to the best of my ability. So I've really enjoyed it.
Coach, they list off those accolades, and I'm sure we haven't even talked about what they do in the classroom, which I'm assuming high 3 GPAs, close to 4, if not for all of you guys. The well-roundedness of this group and what they bring in terms of that leadership aspect, in terms of setting the example for what the student part of student-athletes should be. Talk about the pride you take in that. And sorry, before we get there, I have to backtrack a little bit. I know former head coach Tony Fontenelle took great pride with the team GPA awards and any academic award that the team received. I'm sure you feel the same, but I just want to get your thoughts on, based off of what they just said, you know, your thoughts on that.
Well, I think when you talk about Division II, we talk about campus community and athletics, along with the academics. These three are the epitome of what you look at when you look at a student athlete. They're strong in they're strong academically, they're strong on campus, they're strong in the community. And that is what we look at when we look at recruiting. And, you know, Coach Fontenelle did a great job of bringing in the foundation, and now we look to continue in that role. And as these three really cement themselves with lasting memories on this campus, being involved and how they do that, I think that sets up a lot of our student athletes to see how they have prospered and what they've done. And I think that will leave a legacy of what we talk about. How can we be involved? How do we get other people going with what we're doing? But also ready for our future. All three of them are going to be ready once they graduate. They'll, you know, whether they know exactly what they're going to do or not, but they'll be prepared because they've done so many different facets on campus. It's not a situation where they're not going to have been, oh, I don't know what this is going to entail and what this is going to entail. They've already done it, and so now they've got to figure out what that next life step is going to be when they start the adulting process.
Say, and it's always a sad day, senior day. You know, you're losing some great people, but it's also a day of celebration. Saturday, 2:00, first serve against Limestone. As you guys prepare for that, it's a huge match on the court, but there's always the emotional aspect prior to. Have you guys started thinking about that, or are you just guys saying, hey, it's Wednesday? We're going one day at a time. When we get there, and then we'll just play out Saturday as it is. You know, I guess the ultimate question is, how are you guys feeling heading into that final home match, final regular season game of your senior year?
I'm definitely excited, but I'm trying to curb the excitement for senior day a little bit and try to focus on the volleyball aspect, because it really is an important match for us leading into the conference tournament.
I'm a planner, so personally I've already thought about it, what the day is going to be like, what's happening after, before, so that's how my mind's been working. And usually these things don't really, like, the emotion aspect doesn't hit me till like next week. So like we'll play it. It could be possibly one of the last games we play, and then it won't really hit me till like probably graduation. I'm like, oh, it's over. So that's where I'm at.
Well, I'm the emotional one, so I started thinking about it last week. I really just have been, like, especially last night, how great the game was and the atmosphere. It's just really like, oh, wow, these are our last games in Chambers. It's my last game with the survivors, as we call ourselves, since we started out in a class of six. So it's definitely a lot to think about. A lot of memories have happened in that gym, good and bad. So definitely a lot to think about.
We head into that, and again, I kind of joke when I say it's a sad day, but it is, because we're losing such great people, and I just want to take the time now and personally say, and I'm sure I'll talk to you guys throughout the rest of the year, but while you're here, and along with Ariana and Uli, who will also be recognized one more time on that senior day, thank you for everything that you guys have done, again, in every aspect at Mars Hill. On the court, off the court, everything you guys have been able to do, truly been the standard in my eyes, and I tried to make that known at the end of last night's broadcast by just trying to gush about it. Kelly, you're smiling. I'm assuming someone may have listened.
My mom sent me a Snapchat of like everything you said at the end of the game. Oh, so
that's gonna be a long Snapchat.
It was. It was at least like seven videos.
Hey,
so.
If I get going, I get going. But you know, I meant every word, and it's not just because you guys are here, but genuinely, you guys have been the standard, at least in my eyes, for programs and student athletes. So thank you again for all the memories. And we speak about memories as we come to a close with this interview. What are some standout memories that you guys have in your career? I know it's a little early. We're still hoping to have many more games to play, but as we sit here now, what are some top memories for you guys?
I mean, there have been a lot of good wins and bad losses, but the ones that stick out most in my mind are just kind of the fun times we had off the court, you know? And the one thing that was posted on Instagram today was my favorite memory, and it was from freshman year. We were playing at Newberry, and Coach Fontenelle had called a timeout, and you know, he was a little mad. We weren't playing super great, and all of a sudden a squirrel just runs out of the bleachers and like across the gym, and all of us were like, oh my gosh, like there's a squirrel, what the heck? And so we were all, you know, like jittery chatting about it, and that made Coach Fontenelle even more mad. It was just one of those things that you won't forget, and just a funny memory.
Yeah, I think I've had a roller coaster season. Like, I did well, and then I couldn't figure it out, and then I came back, and then I couldn't figure it out again, and things just weren't working out for me. But so those moments where, like, every, like, all the hard work you've put in for 4 years, like, comes together, and you have great success in, like, one or two games, that's what really stick out for me. This year, like, playing against Catawba at their gym, like, everything just kind of came together. Carson Newman's gym as well, so I've enjoyed that. And then Carson Newman playing where my family all got to be there, and I just enjoyed seeing their faces when the cameraman went up on them and was like, and Chikaitis' family celebrates, and you could just see them start cheering and screaming and holding up their sign that spelled my name. So seeing the excitement from them was exciting for me.
Mine's, like, a lot of little things, like Sarah said, like dancing before games, like when we were stuck in traffic this year and our bus was just like going off, like even Alan, our trainer, was getting into it. We had a full-on dance party. Like, our lip sync battle this year was iconic. Like, not gonna forget that for a really long time. But it's just like the little things, like with my teammates, that I'm gonna remember for a really long time.
So it's great that you guys have those memories, and then on paper, you can look at it too. I mean, amongst your peers, you guys are going to be among the most, if not the most successful student athletes during your time here, winning records in almost every season. I think the only season we can look back on was a 500 season. You look at constant tournament appearances, and again, I think as of now, I believe we are in the tournament, but you never want to overlook that heading into Saturday. A lot of things can change. There's still so much fluctuation that can happen. But you look at postseason appearances, you look at individual accolades, what you guys have been able to do individually and as a team is something special. And again, we congratulate and thank you for it. Coach, just kind of final words on this senior class and really this final regular season game and what it means to the program?
Well, I think when you recap 21 in general, it's called consistency and stability. They really have just the seniors have really done a phenomenal job of keeping everybody together. I mean, there's been roller coasters of emotion. I mean, high, low, and they've really tried to keep it in check the best they could. And so we're grateful for that. We're grateful for the leadership that they all bring to the table, because without senior leaders, your team really will struggle, in my opinion. And they've done a phenomenal job. But I also want to, because I'm sure there'll be some parents listening to this as well, we thank them, because without them and their support, you know, not all this doesn't happen. And so we're thankful for all the parents that are behind the scenes and does everything. So when you put everything together, I think that's what's allowed us to be successful this year and throughout their careers. And so, you know, we try not to overlook things of that nature. And then the other part of it is as well, just thanking everybody behind the scenes. I mean, our new strength coach, our athletic trainer, we've got so many people that we could thank at this point just for all the contributions they've given us. And even you and your crew, you know, without everyone, it's not as successful as it could be. And we're just thankful for everyone that is a part of it.
So we have a bit of a gushy conversation here, but still business to be taken care of. Saturday, 2:00 inside Chambers Gymnasium against Limestone, senior day. If you're able to make it, we highly encourage you to fill the gym like we saw last night versus Lenoir Ryan. If you're unable to, we'll have video and stat links available on MarsHillLions.com. And then what is to follow after Saturday, we hope that you guys continue to follow and support this team. This team has done something special. This group of seniors has done something special over their time here. I want to thank you guys once more for taking the time to do this, and best of luck moving forward.